change the situation, try and put up with what is happening, move away from that place. You are free to choose any of the above options, depending on the situation and your specific need. However, no matter which route you take, you have to start the process of changing from within yourself and your internal communication methods. And that is what emotional intelligence is all about. Emotional intelligence is the ability to identify, understand, use, and manage emotions and feelings in ways that create positive outcomes for you and those around you. Managing emotions effectively includes positive results in the following: stress release, effective communication, empathy with others, overcome challenges, conflict resolution. Emotional intelligence can be developed by working on some key abilities that help us manage our emotions, which in turn help us manage toxic situations. Some of these abilities connected to emotional intelligence include: to effectively and quickly reduce stress for yourself at any given moment, whether at home or the workplace. To identify and recognize your emotions and managing them in ways such that they don't overwhelm you. To connect emotionally with other people using nonviolent communication, including the right choice of words and nonverbal communication cues. To use humor in any given stressful and difficult situation to diffuse stress and conflict positively and effectively. Understanding, managing, and implementing emotional intelligence can be done through the process of nonviolent communication, as proposed by Marshall B. Rosenberg, the founder of Center for Nonviolent Communication, who believed that if we can use communication combined with compassionate give and take, then it is possible to replace grief, toxicity, and violence in our world with happiness, joy, and peace. When you are in the midst of a toxic environment, and if you could step back from the stressful situation and observe the surroundings and yourself, you will notice that there is a brutal and harsh tone in your self-talk. You are filled with self-recriminations, along with a lot of negative emotions towards other people who you believe are responsible for your situation. In such difficult situations, the blame game is the first thing on the minds of most people. Instead of finding solutions to handle the toxicity at that moment, we begin to indulge in the conversations like, "I should have done this instead of that. He or she could have easily helped me instead of ignoring me. I would have done that if only I had known this would be the outcome." If we get stuck in these kinds of limiting self-talk, we will never find the courage and will to move beyond toxicity. Using emotional intelligence via the compassionate path of nonviolent communication will help you move forward. Toxicity is not just limited to the workplace. Even in personal relationships, we are stressed out by problems created due to misunderstandings, leading to the breakdown in compassionate communication between partners, family members, and friends. Here, too, we are so overcome and overwhelmed by agonizing negative emotions that we wittingly or unwittingly indulge in non-compassionate communication, resulting in increasing the pain in the situation instead of solving the problem. Therefore, whether at the workplace or in your personal life, finding the right ways to manage and use your emotions effectively to help us connect with our compassion to pursue nonviolent communication is the path to happiness, joy, contentment, and overall peace. Chapter 1. Understanding Emotions and Emotional Intelligence. Boys, don't cry. Don't be so emotional. Don't let your feelings control you. Control your emotions, and then we can talk about this rationally. Our life is replete with emotions. There's not a second that goes by without emotions affecting us in some way or the other, ranging from sheer boredom to raging anger. The spectrum of feelings that exist in the human system is mind-boggling, to say the least. Feelings are at the core of every activity we indulge in. They are the powerful motivators and guiding light of our lives. They add meaning, energy, and color. When you have a good time with your friends, read